Shalom to all. Today's officer Shami Orladaf Mem Aleph, and we are starting right at the top of the Halacha Zayin, the last Halacha in the Masechta, and the Vilna Daf and Chaf Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says as follows: Safek Arla Be'Eretz Yisrael Aser. And we have Safek Arla Be'Eretz Yisrael. We're not so sure if it's Arla, so it's Aser. We have to be Machmir or Besuria Mutter. But in Surya, which does have some dinim similar to Eretz Yisrael, we're Mekel with Arla and it's Mutter Ubechutz La'aretz. And if we have Safek Arla and Chutz La'aretz, Yarvi Lekeach, a person could even go down to the field and purchase fruits that are being sold outside of it, as long as he doesn't see the owner of the field picking these fruits. If he sees him picking them, then he knows for sure that they're Arla. If they're being sold outside the field, maybe they're not Arla, and he's allowed to buy them. On to a similar din, Karim Shuna to a Yarek, we have a vineyard that has vegetables planted in it, and obviously they're Kiliya Karim, Yarkanim Karchutzaloi, and there's vegetables being sold outside this Karim, Be'eretz Yisrael Aser, and Eretz Yisrael to Aser to purchase them, Uber Surya Mutter, in Surya it's permitted, Uber Chutzalaret, and Chutzalaret, Yard will like it, he could go and pick, as long as he doesn't pick by hand. And the Gemara is going to explain that really it's supposed to be a different gear saw. Lastly, the Mishnah concludes, Chadash, brand new grain before the carbon omer was brought on the second day of Pesach, that's aser mid-ay raisa everywhere, all over the world, not just in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ha'arla, halacha. And the fact that arla is aser all over is halacha. We're going to explain what that means. And va'kilayim, mid-divrei soifrim, kilayim is aser in chutz la'aretz mid-rabbanon. The Gemara now quotes a braisa clarifying the Mishnah, ezu safek arla. What's the safek arla that we're referring to? And here we're going to have a number of different opinions. Karam shel arla, anavim karas chutzalai. We have a vineyard which is for sure arla, and there's grapes being sold outside of it. And it's a suffix. Maybe those grapes are aser because they come from the vineyard that's arla, but maybe not. So Eretz Yisrael aser, and Eretz Yisrael it's aser, we have to be machmir. And in this case, it's Besuria mutter, and Surya these are mutter. However, Amar Yudan, Yudan says, avzes feikai aser Besuria. Even this type of suffix is aser in Surya because it's most probable that they came from his vineyard. Ezu suffix amutter Besuria. So what is the suffix that's mutter in Surya? Karam shel arla. We have one karam that's for sure arla. The karam acher betzidai, and there's another karam next to it that's not arla. Vatnovim karts chutzalai, and there's grapes being sold outside these vineyards. Be'eretz Yisrael aser. In this case, Eretz Yisrael, we have to be machmir. It's aser to buy them. As in this case, it's Surya mutter, then in Surya it's permitted because we could say, you know, these grapes come from the non arla vineyard, not from the arla one. However, Amar Yudah says, avza aser besurya. Even this case is aser in Surya. So ezu safik amutter besurya. What's the case of safik that's mutter in Surya? Karam natua yarek. If we have a vineyard planted with vegetables, we saw the yarek acher. And there's another vegetable field next to it, and there's vegetables being sold outside of it. It's in this case that in Eretz Yisrael it's aser, but in Surya it's mutter. Now we quote the second case of the Mishnah that it said, in Chutz La'aretz, when dealing with kelayim, yard v'loiket, a person could go down and buy it, as long as he doesn't pick by hand. And Omer of Yudin, or Yudin clarifies, the proper gear saw in this second case of the Mishnah is really the same as the first, and really it should be read as follows, yared v'loikeach, he could go down and purchase from the things that are being sold outside the field, ubavad shaloyer and ulikate, as long as he didn't see the owner of the field or the one who's selling them actually pick these things. And the reason why Rav Yudan clarified that is because if we were to keep the girsa that we have in the Mishnah, that yard v'loikate, ubavad shaloy yilkait bayad, that's mashma that even if he saw the person picking these kelayim vegetables, it's still permitted to eat them. And we know that's obviously not true. So it has to be that he's allowed to purchase something being sold outside this field as long as he didn't see them being picked. Onto Mem Alfam based on the top, we continue explaining the Mishnah, HaChadosh Aser Menatar B'chol Makom, and the Gemara clarifies, Masisa Reb Lezer, our Mishnah is Shitas Reb Lezer. The Tanin Taman, we have a Mishnah over there, Maseches Kiddushin, Kol Mitzvah She'ena Tulei Ba'aretz, any Mitzvah that's not specific to Eretz Yisrael, it's not a Mitzvah Tulei Ba'aretz, like Truma, Meiser, and things like that. Neheges Ba'aretz, Uvachutz La'aretz, it applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, but also in Chutz La'aretz. Vavachalshi Tulei Ba'aretz, if it's a Mitzvah Tulei Ba'aretz, ain't Neheges El Ba'aretz. It's only Neheg in Eretz Yisrael, it's not relevant in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz Mina Arla Mina Kalayim, except for Arla and Kalayim. The Surum of Arla and Kalayim have to be kept too, even a Chutz La'aretz. Now Reb Lezer says, Afa Chadash, even the Isser of Chadash, eating brand new grain before the carbon omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, that also applies all over the world. And the question is, Matam Reb Lezer, what's Reb Lezer's source? Where does he get this from? That's because the pasuk in regards to Chadash says, B'chol Mosh V'Yisechem. What do we learn from here? B'chol Makayim in all places, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, whether in Eretz Yisrael or even a Chutz La'aretz. Now we ask, Ma'amakam Rabbanan, Tam Reb Lezer, B'chol Mosh V'Yisechem. How do the Rabbanan explain the source of Reb Lezer that says B'chol Mosh V'Yisechem? It seems pretty clear from here, the Chadash should be Aser everywhere, even a Chutz La'aretz. And the answer is, B'chadash Shekan, Shiyatza B'chutz, is referring to Chadash that came from Eretz Yisrael, that was brought outside, it was brought to Chutz La'aretz, it still has din of Chadash, and it's Aser. The Gemara continues, Rabbiyan Abay, Kum Yerbiyasi, Rabbiyan Asafon Rabbiyasi, V'lam Aloy Taninon, Afachal Imayin. Why didn't we also teach Chala along with these other Yisurim, that there's a din of Chala in Chutz La'aretz as well? We know that if a person makes dough, even outside Eretz Yisrael, he has to take off Chala, so why not mention this? Amalei, Rabbiyasi, told Rabbiyan, on Masni Elo Davar Shu Noig BeYisrael Ubagoyim. The Mishnah only brought things that apply equally to Yidden and non-Jews. V'chala in Noheges Elo BeYisrael, the chiyuv to take chala off of a dough only applies to dough made by a Jew. The pasuk says, Reishis HaRisoy Seichem, the first of your dough, V'lo Yishal Goyim, not dough made by a non-Jew. We continue to explain the Mishnah, V'Arlo HaLacha. We had said that the fact that Arlo applies all over, not just in Eretz Yisrael, that's a halacha. The question is, what does that mean? That's a halacha. So Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Kehilchas HaMedina, it just means it's a custom. In other words, the fact that there's an Isra of Arlo, even a Chotza Aretz, is just a custom that everyone took upon themselves, but not that it's a Midaraisa. Whereas Rabbi Yechon argues and says, no, halacha Mosh Misinai. It's a halacha Mosh Misinai that even a Chotza Aretz, there's an Isra of Arlo. So Rabbi Yasa asked in front of Rabbi Yechon, halacha Mosh Misinai, v'atam or hachin, it's a halacha Mosh Misinai. And you're saying this? You're telling me that Safik Arlo and Chotza Aretz is mutter? If it's a halacha Mosh Misinai, then a Safik Arlo and Chotza Aretz should be usher. So Amar Rabbi Yechon answered, b'shash nitna halacha kach nitna. When the halacha Mosh Misinai was given at Sinai by Moshe, that's how it was given. The vada Arlo and Chotza Aretz is usher, but Safik Arlo and Chotza Aretz is mutter. And on this, Amar Rabbi Yasa said, ilu lo yisalkes la'aretz de Yisrael el l'shmaya davar zeh daig. If I didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael just to hear this din from Rabbi Yechonon, it would have been worthwhile. What a wonderful explanation. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining the last part of the Mishnah regarding Kalayim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.